Marketing Your Private Practice is a podcast where you'll learn easy to implement tips and strategies to grow your business without spending all day online. I'm your host, Kathy Koliakovo, and I teach practitioners the Thrive Marketing Method to create simple and streamlined plans by focusing on long-term strategies, not just social media. Discover ways to spend less time on your marketing, attract more clients, and build the financial freedom that comes with a thriving practice. One where you have time left in your day for the people and things that matter to you. Hey, Private Practice Heroes. Thanks for tuning into the podcast today. My goal, as always, is to offer you actionable steps to help you get more results from the time you spend marketing your practice or business. And a lot of times you'll learn ways to stop spending so much time on marketing as well. I'm your host, Kathy Koliakovo, and today I want to share with you the one type of blog post every private practice or service-based business needs on their website to help boost website traffic and SEO. And when I say boost SEO, I really mean boosting the visibility of your website with the search engines. And all of this will lead to more leads, more consults, and of course, more clients. Now, I know not all of you listening have blogs on your website, nor do you even want to blog. What if I told you there is one type of blog that every business or practice owner should have on their website, even if you are not a consistent blogger? This one blog, even just if you did only one, it can help you a lot more than most people realize. So I really hope you take a few minutes to listen in today and understand how this can help you. Then you can make an informed decision as to whether you're going to use it or not. And I would like to clarify here, I am not saying that not blogging is ideal. I will always recommend that you have a consistent content plan, which includes taking one article, your anchor content, and using it on your website as a blog, using it in a newsletter, and also as the basis for your social media content too. When you do this on a regular basis, that's what I call having a consistent content plan. And you can learn more about this in episode 28 of the podcast. The title is 5 Ways a Consistent Content Plan Helps Grow Your Practice or Business. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. So a blog is really a part of that consistent content plan. But if you're not following that advice and doing this consistently and adding new content to your website and adding that same content as your social media content too, even if you don't do that, but you add just this one blog, this one type to your website, just one, I promise it will help boost your marketing. And it will help you in some other ways too. And if you don't blog, you can also make it a page on your website. Because I know fully that not all DIY websites offer the ability to have a blog. And there's lots of you that are managing your website on your own. So you have to have a DIY website. You have to make it as easy as possible because you don't necessarily have the resources to hire a web manager or a designer or someone to help you. So I've got a workaround for all of you folks too. The thing is, getting this one blog up, even if you put it on a static website page, which is the workaround, it can be a big boost to your marketing results and help bring in more traffic, more leads, and yes, even more clients. Now, another benefit of having that consistent content and blogging and using this one type of blog post is that it also helps with search engine visibility. It's the type of content that when you optimize it effectively on your website, the search engines will be able to find it and register it and index it in their systems. And when they know it's there, it can help those search engines send traffic to you. Perfect strangers. That's right. We all want strangers coming to our website. People not connected to you on social media or people who don't know anything about you. People who are not on your email list. These are perfect strangers. And that is something that can happen using this particular type of blog post. Now, it will happen a lot better if you do have that consistent content plan in place and are blogging consistently. Even once a month will be very helpful. But even if you don't do that, you'll still get some small results from adding this one type of blog on there. And the thing is, we want those strangers coming into the website because the more you can get people finding out about you, people that aren't connected to you in any way, that's that organic traffic that people love to have. If you're doing things right with your marketing content, it will also be more of the ideal client type of traffic, not people just looking for anyone and everybody to help them in any way. So these are some of the benefits of using this one type of blog. So let's dive into a little more detail about it so you can make a fully informed decision as to whether or not you want to incorporate it into your marketing strategy. So what is this one type of blog I've been referring to for the last couple minutes? Well, it is something that I say every business owner needs if you want to get some boost to the website traffic and SEO that you have. It's a type of blog post that includes content that almost every lead, every potential client that you speak to, either wants to know or should need to know. These types of blogs are typically ones that include words you are always saying to folks over and over. It's the basis of what you teach clients, or that base knowledge they need to know to work with you, and the information that they need to know in order to make progress in solving their problems. It's that foundational knowledge that as a service-based business, whether you're a private practice or offer another type of service, it's that knowledge that you share in your expertise in the services you offer. So I call this one type of blog a cornerstone blog post. Sometimes it's referred to as cornerstone content, kind of like how cornerstones of a building are part of the main foundations. And if you check my favorite online dictionary, Merriam-Webster, one of the definitions they have of cornerstone is a basic element or foundation. And that's exactly what this one type of blog post that you need to have on your website is. It's a foundation for you. So when it comes to a blog post, what exactly is cornerstone content? Well, I describe it as some of your most valuable content that you've got out there, the most important article or articles you can post on your website. They are typically more in-depth content than a traditional regular blog that you might put up there. They include that deep down content you want people to learn from and really get into the nitty-gritty on it. So when you look at taking an article like this, an in-depth article with that most important content you want people to know about, that's what you're doing is when you create a cornerstone blog post. Now, you can put it on as a blog post, or you can even put it on a single website page. And because it is that foundational knowledge you always want to share, you're often going to use it a lot to refer people to. And it's also going to be typically something that anybody searching for your services is typically looking to know or find out. And that's how we're going to try and use these to get your website found and indexed by the search engines. Cornerstone content blog posts typically consist of articles that are longer than the norm for a regular blog post. They go more in depth on that topic, and they tend to be something that I call more all-encompassing about a certain topic. So the most important thing about these types of blog posts is that you will often refer them to people in a variety of ways. These cornerstone blog posts become your lessons that you might send website visitors to read when you're discussing that same kind of topic in something else on your website or on another blog post. They become the link you share with a lot of people on discovery calls that are asking you about what XXX is, and whatever XXX is, which is usually that topic of your cornerstone content blog post, it's usually something related to your specialty. So these blog posts become a link on your website that you're often sending people to, even from social media. So I would always recommend if you have a cornerstone blog post that you have regular social media content, that evergreen content that never has an expiry date, that you're sending people to. You want people to get a little more informed, and you send them to that longer, more in-depth blog post to get some of that information. So by making these references and sending people to that one blog post, even if you put it up as a page on your website versus a blog post, by using it as a reference point and linking to it from probably many other different pages on your website, even other blog posts, doing this helps you accomplish two key marketing goals that most practice and business owners have. One, getting more traffic on your website, and two, increasing the amount of time people spend on your website. Now, more traffic is really self-explanatory for more people. Of course, you want more traffic. The more people that come in, visit your website, the better chance you have of booking more leads, consults, and then clients. But why is a longer visit important? Well, here's the thing. Keeping people on your website longer is something the search engines register as a behavior, and they track in the analytics that they set up, especially if you are setting up your own analytics and reading those. You'll see this kind of information there. When a website visitor goes from one page on your website to another and continues to read, it keeps them on your website longer. And the longer people stay on a website, this is an action that indicates to the search engines that you have good content there. And you get a reward for that with a little more SEO love from the search engines. Because when people stay on a web page long, it tells the search engines you have information they want. It's information people want to consume. And that activity of staying on there longer can actually lead to search engines sending more people who are Googling whatever phrase it is that's bringing them there to your website. So the best way I can explain this is to give you a real live example. So you all know I've worked with a lot of dietitians in my time. I think we're at about 315 now. I've worked with one-on-one that many dietitians or nutritionists or therapists. A lot of the dietitians I've worked with specialize in intuitive eating. So they help a lot of clients with eating disorders, and they use the principles of intuitive eating to help them on their recovery. So they often write content about getting off the diet roller coaster and how to stop restricting your food and how to eat mindfully and make peace with food and your body. So they often do this kind of nutrition counseling with people in the way of sharing the principles of what's called intuitive eating to help their clients. But like many of you listening to this now, you might not know what intuitive eating is, and a lot of their clients that come to them don't either. So references to it sometimes don't make sense. And these types of ideal clients are almost always looking to stop dieting or lose weight or get help with disordered eating or eating disorders. But often, only those in the know are searching for help when it comes to intuitive eating. So people will be looking for that kind of information, but it's also something that's that foundational knowledge a lot of these dietitians will share with their clients. So in a case like this, a really good type of cornerstone blog post is one that would focus on the question of, what is intuitive eating? This would be an article that they could do a lot of content creation in it and really go in depth, some background on it, what it is, how it all works, what these principles are, and how it helps you get off that diet roller coaster or stop dieting or stop fad dieting, whatever it is. So this would be an article they have that they can then reference whenever it's needed, so that if they talk to somebody, if they have a new consult with someone and they want to share some follow-up information about this thing that they talked about of intuitive eating, they could send them to that blog on their website. It could also be something if they are someone who does other blogs and they write about other things related to that, they could use it as an internal link. And in one blog article say, and if you're wondering what is intuitive eating, you can click here and read this article. And it takes them to another page on their website. It could also be something that you use in a lead magnet. It could be something that you use on another page on your website. There are so many ways that you can start sending people to your cornerstone blog post. But also, if you get it out there and the search engines start recognizing it and people start finding it from online search, that's where the SEO visibility comes into play. Because the information in here is so useful to different people, it's information that helps prospective clients learn more about how that dietitian can help them with their problem. And think about it. What do you think people looking for information on this topic will be entering into Google when they're looking for something on this? A lot of times people are actually going to type in the words, what is intuitive eating? So when you have an article like this and you're starting to get traffic to it because you send some people there and people find it in searches, it starts to register more and more. I've had this very thing happen with about 12 different main articles that I have. And those articles continue to perform year after year. Like some of them are literally 7 years old at this point, but they answer good questions and they've been recognized by Google. So they continue to send traffic there. This is what you want to do with these cornerstone blog posts, because that kind of content plays a big part in your online marketing. And when you're trying to optimize your website for the search engines, having this one type of blog post on your website is something that can support those goals of getting more traffic and getting more leads. So that's why it's a key part. And that's a little more of an explanation about what cornerstone blog posts are. So if you're ready to create this kind of content, what do you create? What kind of things would you write in this? Well, I gave you one example already. But for most business or practice owners, once you understand the type of blog post this is, which is really an in-depth one about those things people ask you all the time or that they're looking for all the time, that's where you come into the place of you're thinking about using this content, but what are you really going to write about it? That exact topic that you're going to put in there. And I tell you to always fall back to those three questions, the top three questions people are always asking you about, or what those lessons are that you repeat over and over and over. When you think about those kinds of questions and that kind of content, the things people are asking about, that's where the gold is when it comes to picking a topic for your cornerstone blog post. These are the exact topics you want to use for this type of blog post because it answers the question your ideal client is always looking for. And I have said blog posts a couple times here, and that's because, yes, you can in fact do more than one of these. There's no end to how many cornerstone pieces you should have, but you have to be very strategic about what you're creating with it. So I do think it's important to really plan them and think them out and think how you're going to use them and send people to them before you just start creating a whole bunch of them. And you can often have some, if you've got one main cornerstone piece, but then there's a supplemental lesson that would help, sometimes you can end up having a series of them. And that's often a really good way to link them to one another. And that's going to help people stay on your website even longer. So one of these is great, but you can in fact have more than one of them. That usually leads us to the next question people ask me, which is how long does a cornerstone content blog post need to be? So these are typically a little longer than our regular blog posts because we're going more in depth into the content, because we're really trying to inform the reader, keep them engaged, give them a thorough lesson of whatever it is that we're talking about. And I really mean thorough. This is where you want to give them the A to Z on the main topic of the article. So often, if someone asks me, I'm going to tell you that you're probably looking at 1,000 words or more in order to go in depth. And I know that seems like a lot of words, but once you put together a very thorough cornerstone content piece, you'll find it is long because you are explaining everything. And that's why these work so great, is because there's a lot of background information in them. So planning them out well, having a good flow to them is really good. Now, if another aspect of your lesson really looks like it can go just as in-depth as the main one, that's when you may want to consider having a second cornerstone content piece out there too. And that's when the strategy of internal links to the other articles comes into play, because you can link back and forth to them. And it really is a great way to keep people on your website longer. And longer visits are an excellent way to build your rankings with the search engines. They notice that behavior, and it helps them decide if your website is one that's getting these longer visits. It means that content is good, so they'll start sending more traffic there. Again, these types of blog posts are really great for SEO, but they're also great at nurturing your potential clients about the services you offer. And that's why I keep saying create at least one and start to use it. So the very last thing that you'll want to do when you're creating these cornerstone blog posts is to make sure you get the most traction possible with them. And that's the final step here, is that you want to look at optimizing those blog posts as much as possible when you publish it on the website. Now, I do have 5 ways that I recommend people do to optimize a cornerstone blog post. And I will share those more in depth in episode 95. So be sure to click follow on your podcast player app so that you get notified when that new episode comes out. And that one will go live on April 30th, 2024. I will also include in that episode some ways to make sure that you can help boost the visibility of that cornerstone blog post right on your own website. Because there's several things that you can do on your website and in your marketing to get more people landing on that blog post and reading it. Now, if you're one of the folks I mentioned at the beginning who doesn't have a blog option on your website, what do? You've heard me hint at it a few times throughout this. You simply want to create the same blog, but on a page on your website. And you're going to follow essentially all the same advice, even the optimizing advice. So don't think that because you don't blog regularly or don't have a blog option on your website that you can't use this strategy in your marketing. A cornerstone blog post can truly help boost some of your marketing results because it is such an important type of content that you're going to use, and use that piece in your overall strategy. So getting on your website is very important because it will play a key role in many aspects of your marketing. What we'll be talking about in the part 2 of this, on those ways to optimize a cornerstone blog post, is not only things that you can do just on your website, but what you can do in your marketing as well to get people there too. So that is all my information for you today on what a cornerstone blog post is and why every practice or business owner should have at least one of these on their website. So your action step today, now that you've listened to some of this information here, is I want you to think about those top questions that you're asked all the time by prospective and current clients. What do they always ask you about or need to know? What are you always sharing with them? And how can you harness that knowledge and create a cornerstone blog post on your website? Come up with the idea, plan for it, then create it, and then you'll be able to optimize it with the 5 steps I'm going to share in that future episode, and start using and referencing that cornerstone blog post in your daily activities and in your marketing, because it's not always going to be about marketing it, but you're probably going to have some ways that you refer to that blog post very often, more than you probably even think. Once you get more of your ideal clients reading that cornerstone blog post content, and when it's optimized effectively, that's when you're going to find yourself getting more traffic, more leads, and more consults. And those are all of the steps that typically lead to more clients. And even if you're someone who does a lot of referral networking and gets a lot of clients from referrals, I can promise you, when somebody refers you, people are going to your website to check you out. So if you have something like this cornerstone content on there, not only could you use it in your referral marketing and the information you might be leaving with those referral sources, but when you have it set up so that people can find that cornerstone blog post on their own when they visit your website, it's going to help even that kind of referral traffic coming to you as well. Now, for those of you who understand the importance of what I've been talking about today and the importance of this type of blog post on your website, but you're a little lost as to what you could use for your own cornerstone blog post, for your own practice or business, don't panic. You're always welcome and invited to book a free marketing review with me. In 30 minutes, we'll sit down, we'll talk about some ideas specific to your business and get you some very specific ideas as to what you could use for cornerstone content on your own blog and your website. And you can book that free marketing review with me. The link to get to that will be in the show notes resources wherever you're listening to this podcast, or just type in marketingyourprivatepractice.com/93 into your browser and you'll find a link to it there. The important thing is here today is don't just take this lesson in and not use the information. Look at how you could use this marketing strategy of a cornerstone blog post and put that into practice in your business. Create that one blog post that every practice and business owner needs to boost traffic and SEO. Create your own cornerstone content blog and then start using it in your marketing. I promise you'll see results from it. It'll become something that you rely on as a resource that you send people to all the time. That's the entire job of that cornerstone blog post, is to help people understand more about how you can help them. And that's it for today. This is Kathy Koliakovo signing off. Thanks for tuning in as always. And remember, to thrive in practice means using marketing tactics that can sometimes work for you behind the scenes and help you get more traffic that will lead to more consults and more clients. A cornerstone blog post does exactly that. I'll see you next time. You can find all of our show notes and resources mentioned at marketingyourprivatepractice.com. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at pepperitmarketing and say hi. I'd love to hear any feedback you have, and make sure to rate and review the podcast and hit subscribe on your favorite player so you don't miss any future episodes.